They can make it out of sugar. They can use Louisiana syrup. They can use maple syrup. Or you can buy flavoring in bottles and make sugar and water and put a little bit of that and make your own syrup. You can make it out of lots of things, but generally it is thinner than regular sorghum molasses. Sorghum molasses is more thicker, and this syrup is all thin, mm-hmm. and it's just all kind of different flavors. Mm-hmm. And of course, for flapjacks, for hot cakes, or waffles, they use that syrup. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is maple syrup or maple flavor. Now, the syrup they make up in the East is just too high for them to use. A lot of them, they take the sugar and go buy a bottle of maple syrup flavoring and make their own syrup. Mm-hmm. And some of them use a regular that's made out of some manufacturer.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if I had a belt that was made out of cowhide, it was just pure cowhide and nothing else? I might tell somebody, well, now, this isn't imitation cowhide, this is...
Well, if it's not that, you say, well, it's... Well, it's, you'd say an imitation, or it's made out of plastic or something like that. I don't have any chairs here. It's covered like this. Oh, you know what I'm trying to say. But then if it's a genuine cowhide or artificial, it's one of the, you can either say artificial or plastic now, because a lot of bags and a lot of things, it looks like leather that it's not. It's vinyl stuff and other different things. It's imitation.
You know, used to in stores you could buy sugar. It was sold straight out of the barrel, you know, not prepackaged. Yeah. How would they say they're selling it? They say they're selling it.
Well, I tell you, my dad had a store a long time ago, and I've been in other stores, and they generally sell it by the pound. Mm-hmm. Or barrel, either way you want it, you know. Now, I don't know whether that's covering your question or not, but then...
Well, did they ever say anything like it's being sold in bulk?
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you buy a barrel or 50 pounds or 100 pounds, you're buying bulk. Mm-hmm. But mainly, the most of the bulk is like it's coming in a barrel or in 100 pounds, you know. Mm-hmm. It's in big packages, bulk. You're buying bulk, but if it's in smaller, it's small packages. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about this stuff that most people have on their kitchen tables to season their food with? They got shakers for their...
Salt shakers, pepper shakers. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about this? Some people like to put this on their hot biscuits, you know. It's made out of different fruits and all that.
It's not shook on there, is it?
No, you have to spread it on with a knife.
Is it jelly or marmalade?
Is there any difference between jelly and marmalade?
Yes, yeah.
What's the difference?
Well, there's the jelly is mostly is a finer texture, and the juice has been strained, and it's a finer texture, and the marmalade is run through a colander.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Now that's the difference then, marmalade or jelly.
I see. Let me ask you about this expression. Say if you were trying to show somebody how to do something, you might tell them, now don't do it that way, do it...
Well, I would say do it my way. Mm-hmm. Now, I used to make lots of peanut brittle. Mm-hmm. And my sister-in-law used to live with, she's a wonderful woman, and she says, you make the best peanut brittle that I ever tasted. Mm-hmm. I'd go over there and go to make it to her house, and she wanted to put this in, put that in. I said, now listen, Etta, do you want to make this or you want me to make it? Well, she said, I always put that so-and-so. I said, well, I says, now I don't. I make it without so-and-so, and I have to make it so-and-so. Well, it's the best I ever did. Well, why do you go ahead and put all this other stuff in it? But a lot of people just got the idea of wanting to just put a little dab of everything in it. I don't know why they do it. And they